This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Yesterday's heavy snow and winds have created avalanche conditions in much of the high country. Slopes from the southern San Juan Mountains up through Steamboat Springs are currently at a level 3 or dangerous conditions. The Sangre de Cristo range is at slightly lower but still heightened avalanche conditions. Avalanche experts say these conditions will persist for the next 2 or 3 days. Denver International Airport leaders want an additional $1.3 billion to finish an expansion of the airport's terminal. CEO Phil Washington unveiled the request to Denver City Council last night. The request includes a contract extension for the project's construction manager, as well as a proposal for a new aviation career center to train pilots. City Council still needs to approve the funding. They'll take up the request at a meeting next month. Half a dozen geographic sites in Colorado could get new names after a state meeting today. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board considers renaming mountains, lakes, streams, and other features in various parts of the state. Many of the locations have racist names. The offensive titles that could be renamed at the December meeting include a mesa and creek in Delta County, a gulch in Chaffee County, and a mountain in Jefferson County. Other possible name changes include formally renaming Weld County's Calkins Lake as Union Reservoir, which is already called locally. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools Board of Education will vote today to give the district superintendent a contract extension. Alex Marrero is currently on a 2-year deal. Today's proposal would extend that contract to 4 years, with an automatic 1-year renewal. This is CPR News and KRCC.